Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to use the direct approach in proposing to Miss Melrose met with no better success than his other methods. And so he is as far away as ever from being engaged. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their job and down store and library discussing this state of affairs.
Well, you ain't just gonna give up preposing to Miss Melrose altogether, are you, Long?
I don't know. It's a curious thing, Abner, but every time I bring up the subject, she brings up some other subject, and she's such an interesting talker that I forget all about preposing.
Yeah, well, I'll admit she's a hard person to tell something to, all right. When it comes to talking, Lum, that woman ain't got no beat. I believe I'll put her up against Sister Simpson any day for just common, ordinary talking.
Aye, Abner, you oughtn't to say such things about Miss Melrose.
Huh?
They're two entire different types, them two.
What's different about them? They both talk a lot.
Yeah, but Sister Simpson just talks fast. She don't actually say nothing.
Well, as near as I can see, neither does Miss Melrose, Lum.
Well, maybe not, but with Miss Melrose, you don't realize that till after you get home, try to recollect what it was she said.
Oh?
Miss Melrose is a wonderful woman, Abner. Brainy, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you're ever going to get around to preposing to her, though, Lum.
If I could just get her somewhere where I could talk to her, but she couldn't talk back to me, that's what I need.
Yeah, Lum, you might just as well forget that idea right here and now. There's something I've been trying to figure out ever since me and Elizabeth got married, and it just can't be done talking to a woman where they can't talk back.
There ought to be some way, though.
Well, I reckon you could sort of tie a towel around her jaw and gag her.
Yeah, but that ain't very romantic way to propose, though.
No, but it's a way. Or you might try a little chloroform. No good. She wouldn't hear what you're saying that way, would she?
No. Wish I knowed how to hypnotize folks. Sort of mesmerize her. That'd be the thing to do.
All right, doggies, wait a minute, Lum. If you could just get on the radio.
Get on the radio?
Why, sure, she couldn't talk back to you if you was on the radio. Or, that is, leastways you couldn't hear. And then you wouldn't get interested in what she was saying the way you do.
Yeah, but how'd I know whether she accepted me or not?
Well, I reckon she could write you one of them fan letters.
Fan letters?
Why, sure, just send you a postcard, say, program coming in fine. I accept.
I don't know. That don't sound romantic neither, Abner.
Don't, huh?
Besides, how could I get on the radio?
Well, folks is doing it every day. I hear them on our set over at home. All you have to do is just answer a batch of questions, and you get some money or a set of velocipedes or something like that.
Oh, right? Yeah, I hear them, too.
And they got one they call the Quiz Kids, I believe it is, Lum. They got a batch of young'uns on that.
I ain't no young'un, I know that.
Well, no, but I figure if them young'uns can answer the question, some grown feller like you wants to get on the program, right?
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. I never seen you coming in there.
Yeah, how are you today, Grandpap?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lum. Just only tolerably. Sort of wore out.
Well. Here, Grandpap, take this chair. Sit down.
No, ain't got time, Abner. Just ain't got time. I'm too busy. Too busy.
Well, what are you so busy about?
Well, I got myself a new job yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Fact is, I got two jobs now.
For the land sale?
Yeah, I got a new one.
Huh.
And then, of course, I still got my old one. Painting pictures, you know.
Law me, Grandpap, are you still monkeying around with that silly idea of painting them bowls of fruit?
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I don't care much for that pigeon-toed job myself. But I'm sick and tired of painting.
Well, what do you keep on doing it for, then?
Well, I have to, on account of the government.
Huh?
The government, you see, I've taken up the work, and then I read in the paper where the government's freezing fellas in their jobs, so there I am, stuck. Gotta keep it up for the duration. Froze to my painting.
Well, maybe you ought to wear an overcoat and some earmuffs in. You wouldn't get so cold.
He don't mean he's actual cold, Abner.
Well, Lum, he must be if he's getting froze. course, I don't see how he could get that cold this kind of weather. Grandpappa, you sure you ain't just having a chill?
Of course he ain't.
Well, he must be, Lum. It's been awful warm.
Abner, when the giverman freezes you in a job, that just means that you've got to stick to that job.
Whether you're cold or not, huh?
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with the temperature or the weather. It means he can't change to a different job.
Well, at least they ought to let him change to his long underwear, then.
Oh, he can do that if he wants to. That don't matter.
Aye, Dogie, that's the thing for you to do, then, Grandpap.
Now, what is this new job you got, Grandpap?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, something big. Important is all get out.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I might even have to wear a uniform. I don't know.
Huh.
A uniform, now, what do you know about that?
You mean, Grandpap, you surely ain't been drafted into the Army.
Oh, no. This is a civilian's job.
Well, I was going to say, old fella like you in the Army.
No, it's a civilian's job.
Uh-huh.
And an uncommonly big one, too, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Well,
Grandpap, ain't you kind of old for such an important job as all that?
Well, that's part of the whole idea right there, Lum. They're calling a lot of us older fellas back into industry these days. I read that in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, by Jiminy, I'm answering the call. Yes, sir, I'm answering it.
Well, good for you, Grandpa.
Step right up and answering the call.
That's a time. That's a thing to do.
I hope you ain't going to overdo this now, Grandpap. You better take it easy.
Yeah, you ain't used to hard work, Grandpap. You had better take it easy.
Well, I'll just have to stand up under the steady strain of it somehow. Better keep the wheels of industry turning, you know.
Uh-huh.
Better keep them turning. Yep, I've always said that. Got to keep them wheels turning.
Yeah, I've heard you say
that. That's what I got to do.
Yeah.
Well, exactly what business are you in now, Grandpap?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's one of the biggest industries of the years, I know that. Communications.
Huh?
Communications?
Yeah, telephones, telegrams, cablegrams, sending messages backwards and forwards all over the world. Now, there's the important stuff.
Doggies, it sure sounds like it.
And you take the fella that has to run all that. He's got himself a batch of responsibilities. Yes, sir, and I mean a whole batch of them.
Well, just a minute, Grandpap. You mean that you run all that?
Well, no, but whoever does has got a batch of responsibilities, I know that.
Oh, well, what's your job?
Well, my job's gonna take a heap of traveling.
Traveling?
You ain't gonna have to go clean back to Washington, are you?
I don't get Washington.
No, I ain't going back there, I don't think. Not right now, anyways.
Yeah, well, whereabouts is it you're gonna travel, Grandpap?
Oh, backwards and forwards.
How?
In Pine Ridge, mostly.
In Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
Well, for the land's sakes, that ain't no traveling. You can walk clean around Pine Ridge in a half an hour.
Well, I got the door, though. Got to keep the wheels of the industry turning.
Oh, my.
Got to stand up under the strain of it some way or other. Yep, I got to get them telegrams delivered.
Telegrams delivered?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Wheels of industry.
You mean the telegrams that comes in over at Dick Huddleston's store, you're going to deliver them?
Yes, sir. Keep them turning.
Well, law me, Grandpap, there ain't a telegram comes in over there more than once every 6 months or so.
Why, one of them come in just yesterday.
It did? Well, what'd it say?
Well, I don't know. I ain't the nosy type of messenger, Abner. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just supposed to deliver the pigeon-toed things, and by Jiminy, that's what I do.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a good altitude to take, Grandpap, as long as you're doing that kind of work now.
Work? That ain't much of a job, if you want my old opinion. Works 10 minutes every 6 months.
But when I do work, I work, though.
Lord.
I have to be Johnny on the spot. Have to keep myself fitting for work all the time.
Yeah.
I might get a call in the middle of the night to deliver a telegram some month.
Yeah, you might. Can't tell. How much money are you making?
You mean altogether, or you mean my salary?
Yeah, salary.
You mean including my tips now?
Why, sure, including everything.
Well, that's all I'm making is my tips.
Oh.
But I'm going to ask so much a telegram soon as I get on study.
On study? Ain't you on regular now?
Oh, no. Just on trial now.
Oh.
By Jiminy, I'll show that Dick Huddleston I'm the best one pigeon-toed messenger he's ever saw.
Well, I hope you do, Grandpap. I sure do. But I still say it ain't much of a job.
Wait a minute. Look who's coming up out yonder.
Huh?
Ain't that... Well, for goodness sake.
Well, I do know. I thought he was in Africa.
Well, he must have got everything all cleaned up over there, and he's come home for a rest.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, hello,
son. Hi, Granny's Mousy Gray. Come on
my
in.
My dog is Mousy. If you ain't a sight for sorry eyes, I've never seen one.
Well, I'm a pigeon-toed pigeon. When'd you leave Africa, Mousy?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago. Say, do you fellas mind if I sit down? I'm awful tired.
Oh, no. Sit right down, Mousy, old boy. Rest yourself. Here, Abner, get up and let Mousy have that comfort
chair. Yeah, sure. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Here, sit right down there,
Mousy. It's sure good to see you again, Mousy. How are you? Where all have you been?
Well, I don't know hardly long.
Are you a general now, Mousy? How long are you going to stay in Pine Ridge? Tell us that.
Wait a minute. Maybe we oughtn't to ask him so many questions right now. You do look all wore out, Mousy.
Well, sir, to be honest, I am, Mom. See, I had to walk most of the way from the county seat.
Had to walk?
Yes, sir.
Well, why didn't you let us know you was coming? We met you at the depot there at the county seat. You ought to let us know.
Well, sir, I did try to. I sent you a telegram yesterday.
Granny, that's cute. We never got no... Or wait a minute. Grandpap?
Huh?
Have you by any chances got a telegram in your pocket?
Why, no, of course not.
Here, look through your pockets good right now.
I know I ain't got none. One come in yesterday, but I know I deal it. Well, for the slow me face.
Huh?
Here it is, right here.
Well, I do know. He has one telegram to deliver every 6 months and can't even do that.
Well, a fella can't recollect everything on a new job. I'm new at this kind of work, I tell you.